Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949. Well, another round of lower cash cattle trade last week was not a significant surprise, although the inability to maintain most of the recent cash market support over the past couple of months is creating additional disappointment and concern of further pressure in the cattle market during the rest of September. Cash interest is expected to remain sluggish early today, with a priority being placed on showless distribution and inventory taking. Now, hog futures likely to see moderate adjustments Monday morning, as traders have had more time to focus on the potential short and long-term implications of African swine fever in Germany and domestic hog markets. There is still so much that is unknown about how this will impact global pork availability and what focus other countries beyond South Korea will take. The hope and expectation last week was that the U.S. will instantly become the beneficiary of widespread additional export demand in many of these countries, especially in Asia. Now, on the grains, wheat markets higher overnight, but certainly taking direction from row crops as the focus is squarely on corn and soybeans until harvest is complete. Friday's USDA report was a very quiet one for wheat, with no changes to the U.S. balance sheet of any kind. Globally, the USDA increased its estimates of the Australian, Canadian, and European wheat crops, but notably left Russia unchanged. Most private analysts have the Russian wheat crop 2 to 4 million metric tons larger than USDA at 78 million metric tons, creating some risk on future reports. The global wheat balance sheet has none of the excitement of corn and soybeans, with record carryout projected. Higher corn trade at the Sunday night open and holding that strength into Monday morning as traders view Friday's USDA report as supportive. The average trade guess heading into the September WASD was as close to the actual production number as we can remember, and well short of the 100 million bushel understatements, which seven out of the last 8 years have witnessed. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle up 42 cents, 105.52. December up 47, 109.90. September feeder cattle up 82 cents, 140. October up 97 cents, 140.57. October hogs up 220 Friday, 66.57. December up 315, 66 even. Kansas City wheat, December down 2 3/4 Friday, 471 and a quarter. March down 2 3/4 at 482 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, December down 6 1/4, 542. March down 6 1/2, 550 3/4. December corn up 3 1/2, 368 1/2. March up 3 1/4, 378 1/4. November soybeans up 18 1/2, 996.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.